Okay, hit record and go. Anyway, yeah, I heard Jim Carrey say that in, it wasn't really an interview, it was more so just like a talk. It was him and two other people, and I mean, for those that know Jim Carrey, he is very playful. He's quite a character. I was thinking about it before I even started recording this episode, and I'm thinking about making these podcast episodes, like, longer. I just feel like it's fun to explore things deeper and just, like, you know, I don't know. I want this podcast to be a place where I can just, like, let go, let loose, have fun, and just talk about things. I have so much to talk about, and I'm excited for that. I really am. About, I don't know, 30 minutes ago, I was watching old YouTube videos that I made from, like, I don't know, 3+ years ago, back in, like, 2019, 2018, even some of my first YouTube videos, and what I'm doing with YouTube now that I'm really excited about is, like, daily vlogs, but not, like, a day in the life, more so, like, as if I'm, like, journaling and exploring my subconscious, you know. It's fun. I love it. I feel like I've had a lot of breakthroughs this week. One specific one. And I'm just having a lot of, I don't know if the word is fun, but I've just been kind of, like, letting things brew in my mind, and I feel like things are kind of just, like, falling into place in a really good way. And yeah, that's, you know, that's what I need right now at this point in my life. Actually, effortless, right? That's the theme here. The opposite of forcing anything. That's the theme. And when I say that, what I think about is the amount of times that I actually have, like, forced things or tried to force things, and just, you know, the resistance that comes with it all. I used to have a really hard time with life, and I think it's because I forced things, or I tried to force things. I tried to control things and make things work in ways that I thought would be the best for me, even though they really didn't end up being the best for me. isn't that really the way that it usually goes? Isn't it? Yes. I'm looking at myself now more than ever. And healing is, part of me wants to be like, no, Chris, do not say that healing is hard or challenging. That is a belief, my friend. But I don't know. Healing, I look at it and it's like, healing is hard. It is challenging. You know, choosing a different behavior is challenging. It really is. Like, being in a situation with somebody who is, like, difficult to deal with, and your whole being wants to respond to them. Not even respond, react. Your whole being wants to react to them the very same fucking way that you've been reacting to them and other people for as long as you can remember, because that is familiar and comfortable, and, you know, you learned that behavioral pattern, and it became hardwired in your fucking mind, and it controls your movement. Fortunately, you don't slap them. You know. Fortunately, you're in more control of your bodily functions than your suppressed desires of, wow, I would totally slap this person if I was in any less control of myself than I am, you know? Just that kind of thing. I want to talk about something that actually pertains to, like, the breakthrough, or the breakthroughs that I've been having. I'm not, like, pumped to admit this, but I think that just kind of, like, as, like, a bookmark moment of my life, it's just important to say it. I may have already said it, actually, before, but I'll say it again. I am very used to, as I've had experience with it for, like, a far majority of my life, doing things that I don't want to do, right? I don't want to live that way anymore. I really don't. The only reason why I ever did it to begin with was because of, you know, codependency, people-pleasing. It's strange that I ever did anything in my life that I didn't want to do. It really is. It really is. And the more I sit with it, the more I'm like, why don't I just do what I want to do? You know? Like, that's what makes the most sense. There's nobody pointing a gun to my head telling me that I cannot do what I want to do, so I might as well just do what I want to do. It's really what it comes down to. And I'm sitting with this energy of bluntness, right? The capacity for a person to just straightforward tell another person what the fuck it is. I value bluntness. I don't utilize it enough, though. Right? The reason that I don't utilize... The reason why I don't utilize it enough is because I do fear what would happen, right? Chris believes that if he is blunt, people will leave him. Oh, that's great. But being blunt is not equal to being disrespectful. Being blunt is just communicating how one feels, right? And that's really what it is that is important to me, right? People need to know how you feel. It's valuable to communicate to people how you feel. It's important. It's productive. We should do it. Just that kind of thing, you know? Well, this part of my life is drastically different. By the way, I will say real quick, I'm actually really digging the energy of this episode so far. I really am. My voice is deep. I'm talking about good stuff, and I'm having a fun time. This part of my life is drastically different from the past parts of my life. I'm setting boundaries. And one of the most interesting boundaries that I've been setting that I would argue are much more consistent than, like, a boundary of, you can only call me between the hours of this and that, you know? or, you know, saying no, right? what I'm really having fun with in terms of boundaries, and I think I said this in a past episode, is, like, in social settings when I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not going to take on your energy, so I'm going to set this boundary that neither of us can see, but I know it's there, and your shit is your shit, my shit is my shit, I'm going to leave it right in this box right here, and I'm going to be present with you, and I'm going to remember that your shit is not my shit, and I'm not going to allow your shit to trigger anything in my box, right? Which would make me reactive, right? It's great to have that because, shit, in the past, the way that I used to go about things, that was fucking draining. It was as if, like, a fucking energy vampire was following me around. I would allow myself to get consumed by other people's energies and emotions because I didn't have that boundary that I'm now setting in place back then, right? So I'd go to somebody with great energy and I'd take on their energy because I thought I had to, and then my energy would be fucked up because their energy was fucked up, and then my day would be ruined, and it's fucking ridiculous. One of the most challenging things to accept still to this day is that Chris can be okay even if other people are not okay, right? And just because other people are not okay does not mean that Chris has to be not okay. It's really challenging to sit with that, especially when you learned for so many years that you had to be not okay if other people... It's kind of like when you're living life walking around with your head down, right? You feel this heavy-ass energy that's just not fun to carry around, and it's just really challenging to deal with. But the energy is like you're walking in a world of a dictatorship where you're always wrong, you don't know how to be right, there's only one source that is real, right? You have to obey, fuck your feelings, they don't matter, anger is unacceptable, you have to take on the energy of these, you know, people that have low-ass vibes and everything. And so I'm waking up from that now, and it's actually really uncomfortable to be okay when other people are not okay. It's fucking weird because it's like, this doesn't make sense. I feel guilty for not matching this person's energy, right? Maybe even there's shame there, right? But the part of me that's really looking for the healing is like, no, dude, that's not your shit. You do not have to take that on. Don't take that on. And, you know, there's also, like, you can take it on if you want to. It is comfortable and it is familiar, so you can take it on if you want to, but it's going to drain you. It's going to leave you unhappy. It's going to leave you, like, you feel like you just got your soul sucked the fuck out of you. And it's going to fuck you up just like it always has. So what is it that you really want to do, right? And, you know, I just, I'm really grateful. I actually just thought about something that I want to talk about after this. So I'm just kind of like putting that bookmark right there. I'm really grateful to be in this space of awareness where I actually have stepped out of autopilot, the autopilot of taking on other people's energies and emotions, and been like, no, I'm fucking tired of it. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be good even if other people are not, right? So with that said, there was something else that I wanted to say, and that was I actually saw this as a post from, I don't know how many people are familiar with, his name is Lewis Howes. He's a podcaster. He runs the School of Greatness. He's awesome. Awesome guy. I always enjoy listening to his podcasts and everything. But he made a post on social media, I think it was YouTube. It was either YouTube or Instagram. But it was talking all about how, like, you know, and it spoke directly to me. But what he said was, you're at a point in your life where you have stepped out of old patterns that don't work for you anymore, old ways of living. You've let go of people that were previously considered friends that you just don't vibe with anymore, and you're meeting new people, you're in a new space of awareness, and it's like it's really hard for you to put your feet down because you're still getting used to this newness of life, this new path that you're on. And that's where I am right now. Like, I'm just, like, totally, like, I'm in oblivion because I'm like, wow, there are people that I actually don't talk to anymore. People that I used to literally spend time with avidly, talk to avidly. You know, just people that I previously thought I was close to, right? Shit, I didn't know what intimacy was. I didn't. Like, earlier on, like a decade ago, I didn't know what intimacy was. I knew what it was like to take on people's energies and emotions and get consumed by that and feel like it was my responsibility to rescue and save people, right? But that's not intimacy. Enmeshment is not intimacy. That's not even, I think I've heard it called pseudo-intimacy. That's not pseudo-intimacy. Enmeshment is a type of relationship, well, maybe not a type of relationship, but a theme of a relationship where it's like you can't trust somebody to be honest with you, so it's like you have to force a relationship and utilize control, and it's fucking void of boundaries, at least healthy boundaries, right? If anything, permeable boundaries. And I don't want that anymore. I don't. So I'm really graduating from that now. But, you know, I really resonate with what Lewis said because it was like, yeah, you know, I'm in a new space of awareness that is very new to me. Hence the word new. And I'm still learning to put my feet on the fucking ground because there is ground to walk in or to walk on. And I can go forward, I can go backward, I can go left, I can go right. The ground is the strongest. This new ground is the strongest I've ever walked on. I've never known ground this strong before. It can hold me. It can hold my fucking dreams. When I say dreams, I mean, like, what it is that I'm manifesting and creating. It can hold everything. And I'm still unaware of everything that it can hold, you know? And that's what's so cool about it. And this new ground that I'm stepping on is requiring me to bring all of my focus, awareness, and energy back to myself and into my body and have me feeling safe within myself, discovering that safety within myself and actually living from that place. Because, like, I think that the wildest thing that I have done, I mean, there have been some seriously wild things that I've done over the past, like, I don't know, 1.5 to 3 years now. But I would say that, if not the wildest, easily one of the wildest things that I've done in this past 1.5 to 3 years now is allow myself to be okay. Not just okay, like actually like feel good. Even if other people around me don't, right? Because what did I learn? That I can't be okay if everyone else is not okay. And if I am okay, I should feel guilty about having fun. I should feel guilty about having a good time, right? Maybe there's shame there. So the setting of that, I'll just call it an energy I almost said energy vampire. The setting of that energetic boundary is what this is all about, right? Like, being unaffected by other people and their energies and emotions. Because Chris doesn't have to take that on. What is not my shit is not my shit to take on. I do not have to carry it. Shit, I carried plenty when I was a kid, you know, generational trauma and everything. Not going to get into that. Boundaries, of course. I'm just really grateful to be here because this is very new territory for me. And I'm learning to play the sport that it is, the sport that is healing, the sport that is setting boundaries, the sport that is being fucking great. Being, when I say great, I don't mean like, you know, like perfection or I have to be this or I have to be that, but I mean like just like feeling great. Like I'm allowed to, regardless of how anybody else is feeling, and that's what's so rewarding about this. I love it. It's so cool to be here. Specifically the boundaries thing, right? Living in consistent joy because it's a choice. That pretty much rhymed. On a daily basis because I set that boundary, right? You know. Yeah, no, I'm not going to take on your shit. That's your shit, not mine. You deal with it on your own. If you can't, then take it somewhere else, but I'm not dealing with it. The amount of time and energy that I have spent in my life dealing with other people's shit and taking it on, you know, I'm doing the opposite now. All that time and energy I'm bringing back to myself, and I'm focusing on myself, and I'm doing what I need to for myself. And I'm very excited about it. Thank you all so much for being here. Take care.